Come one, come all, gather round, my friends. It's time for Adventure Club Theater. If you lend us an ear, the adventure never ends. It's time for Adventure Club Theater, where theater is the adventure.
Welcome to Adventure Club Theater, where theater is the adventure. This season, we are going to study the Sanctuary, also known as the Tabernacle.
Aw, that old tent thing in the Old Testament? Boring.
Yeah, those passages in Exodus and Leviticus about the Sanctuary, they're just drier than the hills of Gilboa.
Do we really need to know about the Sanctuary? It's not like it's necessary for our salvation or anything, right?
Yeah, I'd rather learn about Jesus and practical Christianity.
Fair enough, but let me ask you some questions. Do you need a GPS to drive to a destination?
No, but a GPS is totally handy. It would take me twice as long to get anywhere.
Do you need a manual to drive a car?
No. But I happened to thumb through the manual the other day. I actually learned about a bunch of cool features in my car that I never knew I had. I could put in custom voice commands. I could link to my favorite Pandora stations. I could even keep a log on gas prices. I've had my car for over 2 years, and I'm just figuring this stuff out now.
In the same way, there is a theme that runs throughout the Bible. It is the theme of the Sanctuary. Now, if you were to take out the books in the Bible that contained the Sanctuary theme, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Psalms, definitely Isaiah. Well, you would have to toss out the entire Old Testament.
Yikes. Well, at least we still have the New Testament left.
Sorry, not finished yet. We gotta take Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Philemon, 2nd and 3rd John. So we keep this and toss the rest.
That's not much of the Bible left.
I didn't realize the Sanctuary was such a big deal in the Bible. So what exactly is the Sanctuary?
Read this Bible verse, please.
Exodus 25:8. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
During the time of the Israelites' wanderings in the wilderness, they carried with them a portable temple where they would worship God. It has been God's desire since the Garden of Eden to dwell with his people. However, there was one problem.
Hello, God. How's it going?
Sin. When Adam and Eve sinned, they could no longer dwell in the presence of God without being consumed by his holiness. God cannot let evil exist and be considered good. Unfortunately, we are all sinners.
Why can't God just get rid of sin?
Hey, look what we have here. It's a big red button. There's some writing. Push to get rid of all the evil in the world. No more wars, sexual violence, poverty, famines, broken homes. Dude, I am totally pushing this button. I did it! All the evil in the world is gone. What's going on? Why is everyone being destroyed?
So this is the problem God has. God loves the sinner, but he hates sin. In fact, God hates sin more than we do. Unfortunately, if he destroys sin, he would also destroy what he loves most, you and me. So how does a God of love live in the presence of those he loves without destroying them?
Wow, that is a big dilemma.
Read this Bible verse, please.
Psalm 77:13. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God?
This is where the sanctuary comes in. The sanctuary was the physical dwelling of God's presence in the time of Moses. However, the sanctuary also laid out God's plan of salvation. The sanctuary shows us how God gets rid of evil, pain, suffering, and sin in this universe without destroying the sinner in the process. God laid the way back to dwelling with him in every item in the sanctuary.
John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
When we study the sanctuary, we will learn how everything from Genesis to Revelation points to Jesus. We will learn about Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and what he is doing today.
The sanctuary actually sounds a lot more interesting than I thought.
Okay, I'm in.
Me too. So what's next?
How about an interview with a surprise guest who can give us some context about the sanctuary?
Ooh, who is it?
If you want to know, join us next time on Adventure Club Theater, where theater is the adventure.
If you enjoyed the show, join us next week for another. It's time for Adventure Club Theater. Till we meet again, yes, we'll see you later. Goodbye from Adventure Club Theater, where theater is the adventure.
This episode was written by David Quach. The voices were Christy Nguyen, hi, Jennifer Quach, David Quach, Violet Kelgard, Richard Briggs. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out The Veggie Boy Project. It is a story of a young man discovering God's health message and his journey into faith.